Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my friend and next guest, Brendan, or Captain Brendan O'Shaughnessy. How are you?
Rhea, great to be back with you. Great to be having the opportunity to talk about my book, which I'm proud of now. I can say that out loud. And I am speaking to you from the mid-Pacific in the foyer of a hotel. That's yachting.
Nice. Well, you know what? Every time that I come across you again, you have accomplished something else. You are, of course, the super yacht captain. You are a hotelier. You are a mental health advocate. Now you are the publisher. I mean, you've written many articles for many different publications, of course, but now you're a published author. How does that feel?
Rhea, look, the writing was incredibly enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. It was, everyone's got a little COVID story. That was my story. I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with words tumbling out of my head, and I'd go downstairs and I'd start writing. And some days, 3,000 words, 300 worth keeping. Some days, none were worth keeping. But that side of the process, I enjoyed immensely. I had a story that I wanted to tell, and I had a couple of threads that I wanted to get out there. I think the first thread was anyone that has an influence over a child to broaden their horizons and have a look at the bigger world. I had someone that influenced me like that. And I just wanted to embed the power of that. So that was the first thing. And there's a bit of gratitude in there to those people that helped me there. The next part of the thread really was from a leadership point of view. I actually think yachts have an amazing place for leadership. You don't get to go home. So the analogy I always enjoy is business leadership is really tough. It's like a game of tennis. You're working hard, but you change ends, sit down, wipe your face with a towel. That's going home each night. You think it through, and then you get out there again. Yachting is a squash court. The ball never stops bouncing, and the opponent never misses. You are living in your leadership domain. So I thought there were some great lessons in there. I also was hoping to give people a chance to shortcut some of the pain I had to go through in my journey. So that was really, really good fun to talk about that and put myself out there and say, look, I got this so wrong. And I hid it in that moment because I didn't have the emotional maturity to talk about it. But putting it out on paper, it was like, there it goes. It's out there. That's what I was really feeling in that leadership moment. That was the second thread. The third thread was, whilst maintaining the privacy and that privilege that we have in the yachting community to have witnessed the world's great and the good, I actually wanted to set the record straight on some of the behaviors of the world's richest wealth group. Not in some salacious story that is a clickbait article, and not in the interview that the classic charismatic CEO with exceptionally white teeth gives. I wanted to give a truth. So they're my threads. That was the story, Rhea.
Well, I mean, it's really fascinating because what I like about this book is that it appeals to so many different people. Of course, it's going to appeal to the industry because of, you know, the many experiences that you've had and the things that you can teach people. But it also appeals to the mainstream audience because the super yacht industry is just so, people have this image in their heads. And so you have the antidotes, you have the stories to tell, and it will continue to bring these people back to finish the book because they, you know, even though they may be looking in from the outside, they want to read these stories. So, you know, you've made this book very interesting. And then there's a lot of learning lessons within the book as well.
No, thank you for drawing on those. I enjoyed that. That was fun. There's a part in the book where I mention the Bond villains really, I'm upset because they seem underserved. They don't have the resources that I would really give a good villain from my experience. I said, look, you know, give them a bigger boat, give them more staff. That's what they could really do, some good stuff out there. And then I weave into that, what is life like with 300 personal staff? I don't mean employees. I mean personal staff. Is it better? You can make your own judgments. I actually leave that open to the reader. But I think to get away from a big picture magazine with a glossy picture might even relax people to say, wow, I'm a lot more normal. And these billionaires or these high celebrities that I thought was some unattainable goal, they are a lot closer. And I wanted to give that to people to say, look, some of these behaviors, if you choose to take them, might actually end up with incredible success. It's a pretty tough journey to take them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I couldn't deal with having 300. I'd probably murder them all, to be honest, to have that many people around me 24/7. How do you get your privacy? And, you know, something that we were talking about off air as well is the fact that, you know, when you're on a yacht, you're sold this experience of everything being perfect. And as we all know, the human experience isn't perfect. There's not a single perfect anything on the face of the planet. Nothing is perfect, but we have managed to sell the image of being on a yacht as perfect. How does that work? Because we know perfection is impossible. How does that work when you're on a yacht?
Look, that expectation is, people say, how do you manage the expectation? Well, you don't, because it is someone else's expectation. And you are so right. Perfection is incredibly hard taskmaster that never lets up. And the moment you put a human in there, there's no perfection anymore. So we're trying to deliver this still life of perfection with a vessel that's trying its best to keep moving and a bunch of humans that by definition can't be perfect. So I think one of the biggest ones there is to respect the fact that they are looking for that and not to be hurt when there is the expectation, there is the delivery. That is still pretty wonderful. It's pretty amazing. But it's never going to be this perfection. That air gap is always going to be there. So I think from the crew point of view, I mean, I remember saying, it is never in my best interest to say no to a guest. So if I am saying no, I've really thought about it. I've really had a long think, because yes is an easier pathway. Yes is always, and I actually talk about the risks of saying yes. And a great message that is a bit of a, within the industry, is saying yes can get you into a really bad place really fast. So I think the important thing is at all times to realize the guest expectation started months, if not years, before they've boarded the yacht. Incredibly hard to manage that.
Well, and the other thing is, as a super yacht captain, I mean, you know, there's one expectation when you're on a 50 meter. There's another expectation when you're on a 100 and something meter. The buck stops with you, period. You have the guests or owners. They are expecting from you. You are supposed to make sure the crew does everything that they need to do. If the crew are unhappy, they come to you. You are the one person, and you could have a crew of 36 people or 40 people. You could have 30 guests on board, 20 guests on board. You are responsible for all that. How does that, as one human being, how do you handle that pressure?
I think the first one is to think of why you're there. You are primarily there. And dare I dive into maritime conventions, but the ISM code is beautiful. It's 25 pages long. Most of the pages are double spaced. It's the document that launched 1,000 folders, but it actually defines in 5 lines the role of the captain. You try to identify the policies, motivate the crew to follow them, and give instructions in a clear manner. And as a metaphor for life and leadership, you kind of look at that and say, wow, that's what I've got to do. I've got to identify the priorities, motivate the team to follow them, and give clear instructions on how to do that. And I found that really liberating. When it was, I used to be a bit complex and I'd be a bit tangential and say to, and the crew wouldn't know. The other one that we do in yachting, which is a direct correlation to that, is we give a very tight sometimes guidelines, but forget the objective. The objective is the experience. How you get there is a lot of the time up to the scope of the crew. But what we tend to do is give a left, right instruction with no idea of the objective. When the crew have a sense of their objective and freedom to get there by their own journey, you see some huge personalities come out. And amongst these rarest of rare guests, and you're talking about the 100 meter plus guests, if you give some of these crew that come from a rural environment from somewhere the space to be themselves, it blows these guests away. It's amazing to see it. When I look down and I see the rural South African deck crew instructing one of the world's richest people in an irreverent tone, completely directing and controlling them, and the guests loving it, you're going, wow, all it took was to give them some space to breathe. And then just watch and make sure it's safe. So I think sometimes in yachting, and I'm certainly sure I did, I tried to give too much guidance. I tried to manage every little step of the road. And in doing so, took the oxygen out of these great individuals. And now maybe it's personal maturity. I don't know. Some might say it's laziness. I've drawn back and watching these people go out there, these young men and women of yachting, who are so much better than my early days. Their professionalism, their training is better. They're blowing the minds of these guests. They just need the space to do so.
What do you want people to take away from your book?
Step forward. Don't give up. Just if you can make your default setting yes, someone says, can you have a try? Yes. Step forward. From as a small child in rural Western Australia, the chance to step forward and say yes has just changed my life in so many ways. That would be what I'd love people to take away. Get into the ring, fail. Get out of the ring, try it again, fail. Just keep trying. I was once interviewed and I had the privilege to read my own interview notes a bit later when I actually worked in the job. And it said, comically, I've never heard someone so proud of their mistakes. And to this day is my proudest thing I've ever really read about myself. step forward, try, fail. Don't stay within your boundaries of success. Go to that edge where I don't know if I'm actually going to run the marathon, not because you know you're going to finish. Run the marathon because you don't know. Yeah. That's what I'd love people to get.
What's next for Captain Brendan O'Shaughnessy?
Watch this space. I don't know. I have an amazing family that we are very tight together in our little group. We have some opportunities. I love this flawed and wonderful yachting community that I have invested several decades in. And try as I may, I can't seem to let it go. I don't know, Rhea. I love captaincy. I have recently had the opportunity to lead an amazing team. And it kind of brought back to me that I've now got to leave a legacy. And I hope it's positive.
Well, everyone, the book is Super Yacht Captain. And for those of you that aren't in the yachting industry, this book is for you. It tells the tale of Captain Brendan O'Shaughnessy from a small town and a chubby little kid that used to get bullied an awful lot, all the way up to some of the biggest super yachts in the world and swanning around places like Monaco and Antibes and, of course, Mallorca and all sorts of other places in the world. Of course, it is a story into itself that you will find interesting. And for those of you in yachting that are interested in picking up a read, do pick up this book because it will give you a lot of leadership insights and as well tips and tricks on how to further your career. Brendan, I want to say thank you for your time.
Rhea, thank you for your support. I remain that 11-year-old kid that never got picked for the football team. That's still part of me. That's who I am.
And there's nothing wrong with that because it keeps you humble.
Thanks, Rhea. Until next time.
Thank you. Once again, this has been Captain Brendan O'Shaughnessy. He is the author of the new book out on Amazon, Super Yacht Captain. Just Google it. We'll provide a link below this interview when it airs. Thank you for joining us. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.